My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Gibbs. He's a freshman representing the Buckeye State's 18th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Agriculture and Transportation Committees. This week, the House Republican majority has been focused largely on efforts to roll back what they see as excessive regulations imposed by the Obama administration and what they believe would help to allow for more job creation if small business owners and other business owners didn't have to deal with these new regulations. Congressman Gibbs is personally the sponsor of what's known as H.R. 872, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, what we have seen in the last 24 hours, of course, is House passage of this regulation rollback when it comes to cement manufacturers. Real quickly, do you think that that's got a lot of legs in the Senate?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know it's really important. You know, there's additional regulations on the cement and then, of course, on the boilers that we're debating right now. It just adds a lot of costs, and some of the technology is not there to get there, to get to that level so they want to decrease those emissions. So I think it's important to have some common sense in here, and we all want to clean up the air and the water, but let's not kill a lot of jobs doing that. And I think it's interesting to note the Obama administration has come out, and they've got over 200 new regulations under consideration. They admit they could cost $100 billion in a single year, and this is just not a time to layer on more red tape and onerous regulations and kill a lot of jobs.
Well, let's move on to your legislation now. As I mentioned, it's officially called H.R. 872, but its a title is the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act of 2011, and one of the major hallmarks here deals with the use of pesticides by farmers when they're adjacent to water. And according to your research, it would affect about 365,000 different farmers and then cost a whole lot to comply, I believe $50 million perhaps, and a million hours of additional paperwork, according to your calculations. Obviously, most folks, if they just think about it and hear the issue in very general terms, well, we don't want a lot of pesticide in water. Explain why you believe this new regulation is especially onerous.
Well, it's duplicative, but let me just, before I get to that, I want to just say that it's not just farmers. It's also local municipalities and that spray for mosquito control, because that affects them. And we just saw a bullet here coming in from the in Ohio, the Jobs and Family Services that work with their housing on bed bugs. So they have to get this additional permitting. So it goes across the board. What the problem is, it's duplicative. It's not going to do any more to enhance the environment, because when you currently use these pesticides, you're using them under a label that's already been approved by the EPA for the use. So this is just more red tape and have to get more permits, and it's going to really weigh down on the EPA system. And I, my opinion, will actually cause such an overload, because there'll be thousands of applications. So the system will break down, and there won't be any permits issued for anything from the EPA, and we'll have a big problem.
So it's just basically more paperwork if there's already a rule in place regarding the use of pesticides.
That's true, and it's very onerous, and it's going to add a lot of cost and bureaucracy, and it doesn't make sense. Now, what's critical, this was to change, overturn a bad federal court decision that takes effect at the end of this month. So the EPA right now is moving forward with the rules to implement the court decision. And that's why it's so important for the United States Senate to pass 872. And I think it's also important to remember this bill passed out of the House in a supermajority bipartisan fashion. And, you know, the Senate's not taking it up. And so you talk about bipartisanship. 872 is a good example where we can have bipartisanship to make common sense regulatory reform.
And from what I understand, one of the reasons it's hung up in the Senate is because there's a couple different committees which think this is their domain. The Senate Agriculture Committee has actually moved forward on this, but the Environment and Public Works Committee has not. Any update on where this currently stands?
I think they're still trying to talk it out. And I think that a couple senators that are on the Energy and Environment Committee are opposed to the bill, and they're using this procedural method to hold it up.
Do you get the sense that Senate Democrats are actually interested in advancing it and it's just a matter of procedural hurdles, or are the procedural hurdles their way of getting rid of it without actually saying they don't want it?
Oh, I think that's true, at least in the case of the chairman of the committee.
And we're talking about Chairwoman Boxer, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
What are we seeing at the start of November if this is not rolled back? We obviously talked about the number of people involved, the number of man hours, the paperwork, the cost. What will it mean in terms of job creation? Any sort of estimates on that?
Well, it's just another thing that adds to uncertainty and cost. And a lot of people, when they go apply for these permits, that they're going to be overwhelmed with all that, and they're going to be more focused on that than growing their businesses. But what really worries me You know, I meet with a lot of businesses in Ohio, and, you know, a lot of businesses have to get permits from the EPA, to permit to operate, permit to install, and all kinds of permits. And there'll be so many thousands of applications around the country because of this new development. The EPA is going to be overwhelmed, and I don't think they're going to be able to administer all these permits, and it's going to be a big problem. And so businesses that are trying to expand and grow their business now, without even out this, will be put in a precarious situation because of getting their permits approved.
Most of our listeners are aware, for the most part, the House Republican position on job creation is do not raise taxes, make permanent the tax cuts that have been in place for about a decade, and roll back regulations, as you've been suggesting, and that will create more certainty and lead to more job creation. I'm sure there are other aspects to it than that, but that's a big part of it.
Well, it's a big part. It's to restore confidence. And when people, businesses and entrepreneurs, when they kind of make those decisions to risk capital, to grow their businesses, they have to have some confidence that we're moving on the right track. And when we have spending out of control and these large budget deficits and debt, and we have onerous regulations that don't make sense, and a tax code that's changing all the time without the permanent changes, that just leads to uncertainty and erodes confidence, and people just aren't making those investments. And the proof of that is look at all the capital cash that's sitting at the sidelines just waiting to see what's going to develop here in the next year or so.
So in light of that, what do you make of the president, his press conference today, basically dismissing the Republicans as not really having a job creation strategy, and that rolling back regulations, he focused mostly on Dodd-Frank and financial regulations, as basically suggesting that's not a serious approach to improving the economy?
Well, you go out and talk to business people, it definitely is. It's EPA, it's OSHA, I'm hearing things from FDA, all types of all across the board in our federal agencies. On the regulatory, there's a lot of out-of-control things trying to be implemented. And you talk to business people, and they're scared to death, and they're just afraid to move. And, you know, we've had hearings in my subcommittee, Water Resources and Environment, and some of the things the EPA's done. You know, that's why 872 came out 2018 to try to give some of this authority back to the states on our Clean Water Act, the implementation. This one-size-fits-all that this administration wants to do across the country and centralized government and bigger government, it's adding to uncertainty and more cost, and that causes job loss.
Well, Congressman, we thank you for your time today, and we'll certainly keep track of your bill, H.R. 872, the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act, and see how it fares if it ever gets a chance to breathe in the Senate.
I just implore your listeners to call your United States senators and tell them to move this on, because this has to get done this month.
That's right, an October 31st deadline. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Gibbs represents his state's 18th congressional district, member of both the Agriculture and Transportation Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.